I still confused because I look at Christian life. They not pure like the disciple in the Bible.
Welcome to Connections with Rich and Bobby. Hi, I'm Bobby, Bobby Hamlin.
And I'm Rich, Rich Homeris. On our last podcast, Linda Eve shared her heart-wrenching story of how she went from almost becoming a medical doctor in school in Cambodia to having her country overrun by the treacherous communist Khmer Rouge regime and being relocated to a forced labor camp in the country. She was there for more than 5 years before deciding to make her escape. She told how she had to walk almost the equivalent of 100 miles on foot through jungles and minefields to the Thailand border. This is where we'll pick up our story with Linda sharing about coming to America.
Now, you say that you hardly knew the Lord, but you in desperation turned to Him pretty much because there was no other alternative, and He gave you a bit of hope. Then, did you begin to understand who He was and to believe the words of the Bible?
You know, it took me a long time to understand this. I was in the camp before I came to United States for a year.
Is that a prison camp?
That camp is called refugee camp. It's in Thailand. And I was in the camp in Philippines for one more year. So it took me 2 years now. And I heard they preach, you know, in the camp about Jesus. I went to the church with them. But I still did not get how to become as a Christian, a mature Christian yet. When I came to United States, I went to the church. I saw a lot of different denominations, and that kept me confused. Because when I go to some church, their doctrine is one way, and when I go to another one, it's another way. And I still confused because I look at Christian life. They not pure like the disciple in the Bible. They live in the corruption life that I cannot bear with them. If I thought back to the Buddhism religion, it's the same as the monk. That's what made me confused and it kind of slowed me down from growing as a Christian.
And then you mentioned that you were really getting to know the Lord in a personal way and you were looking for His will for your life.
It take me long time to grow because the baby Christian doesn't have a good food to eat, you know. And I just go drink this, drink that, take this, take that, whatever I can get. There's no true people who feed me, because I don't have education, I don't know much English, so that's why it take me 10 years to understand that the Lord is the true God, and the way that He called me is for purpose.
Yeah.
Long way.
It is a long way, and it's a journey through our whole lives, I think, just growing more and more mature as the Lord brings us along and leads us to find His answers, you know. You said that you found in His Word His will for your life and that it had to do with spreading the gospel.
I was walking as carnal Christian for 8 years. I go to church every day. I worship Him. I pray. But I still, in my heart, I got to work. I got to find money because money can support my life. I didn't put God first as right now because I didn't know how can I walk as Christian. That's what happened. So at 1990, that is the time that I heard about the Holy Spirit. So I said, what is the Holy Spirit? I never heard of that. I heard about Jesus and I believe in Jesus, but what is the Holy Spirit? What He gonna do in my life when I believe in Jesus. So I just became like, I need more. I need him more. I need to know him more. So I began to pray the Lord, and I asked him, Lord, is it true that the Holy Spirit gave me power to live in this world and to overcome everything in my life? And that is the time that my life began to change. From that time on, I don't feel like I need money more than God. It's kind of changing by itself. It's not my way before. Uh-huh. Before, I got to think money have to buy things for my life, to buy food for my children, and to buy clothes for myself. But from that time, my life was changing completely. I'm not thinking of money, but I'm thinking of God. And I have desire at that time to read the Bible. That is His Word.
Sadly to say, Linda is holding up a mirror to all of us who call ourselves Christians. She was young and pliable in her faith. So how is your witness for the Lord being perceived by others? An important question. And we'll return to our visit with Linda in just a moment, so stay with us.
You're listening to Connections with Rich and Bobby, and we'd love to connect with you. Just go to our website at Connections with Rich and Bobby. That's all one word. And Bobby is BOBBI.com. That's Connections with Rich and Bobby.com. There, all of our podcasts are posted, along with all of our contact information.
Also, you can connect with us on social media by friending us on Facebook, post on Instagram, or tweet us on Twitter. Now, let's return to our talk with Linda Eve and her quest for truth and purpose.
It took me 10 years. I never touched the Bible because I thought it was wasting my time. Why I spend time to read the Bible? Because I should go to work and get a dollar bill, you know, instead of spending time to read the Word. And this is the way that God worked in my life. After I feel, then the desire come to my heart that I must read the Bible. And at that time, I spent time to read the Bible. I was working, but when I had my vacation, you know, I spent the full day to read the Bible. And so I finished reading twice, from the beginning to the end, twice the Bible. And desire give me more and more to know Jesus and to know His Word. But I didn't know what God calling me for. What can I do? It just doesn't mean anything just to know Him and to read the Word. And what should I do to the people and to others? And I saw His Word. It say in Matthew 28, said, go and spread His good news to others. And what can I do then? I don't know how to say to people yet. I never tell people about the Lord. I just gain myself. And I get fat, but I didn't give to somebody. So what I should do? So I praise God. I began to praise and ask God. I keep praying to the Lord. I said, Lord, what you want me to do? To serve Him according to His will. To spread His good news to others.
So, Linda, you came from Cambodia. You went through different situations on your trail into Thailand. You were in different camps there, and then you came to America. You were searching for God. God was working within your life. The Lord touched upon you, drew you to Himself, and now He says, go. Go ye into all the world. Go ye and share His news. Did you go to Americans, to their neighborhood, or did you go to your people that are here from Cambodia?
I was trying to do something for the Lord in United States by going to tell people, like the neighbor that I was living with, and the people in the neighborhood, we like go knock door and telling them about the Lord, witnessing to them about He died for their sin and they should repent. But mostly people kind of hard, they did not accept. Instead, you know, they used to hate me and they throw us away from their house sometime. Like our people celebrate their New Year, so they were drinking and they were having a party or something like that in their house, you know. And when we come in talking about the Lord and telling them about the good news, they were throwing out from their house and they took the bottle of the beer they want to hit out with those bottles. The lady that went with us, we went out and we just praising God for the way that they do this. That is the blessing for us according to His word. But we didn't get any much people to come to the Lord in this country. But we have desire and we already done some.
There's a lot of Cambodian people even just in this area, and a lot of them just speak Cambodian, is that right?
Yes, that's true.
And then even the ones who are Christians don't know the truth, perhaps, from the gospel about how to live a true Christian life. So it sounds like the need is very great.
That's correct. Because, like I said, if they are born again, they must change their life and turn to the Lord to serve Him, not to live the same life as before. Because the way that I saw their fruit, that they still live in the same life as they did before. And I have that experience in my life. That's why I say I'm not judging, but what I'm saying is the truth that I see in my people's life.
It's a good point that you say that that's your experience too. And so you understand what they're going through in their lives. And as you look back over the story you just told about how the Lord brought you to this country and to Himself, it sounds like He brought you through that experience and that poverty and that oppression because it gave you compassion for your people also over there. Now, how is the Lord drawing you to use that compassion and the education that He's given you to minister to your people and bring them to Himself over in Cambodia?
I keep praying and asking God to give me wisdom and knowledge and, you know, spiritual understanding so I can do His work. And I have a desire myself that I must go there and building as a group of Christians. Right now we already have a lot of group of Christians, but it's not united together.
An ideal desire for the church to be united together, as we're told in Psalm 133, verse 1. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. That's to say, one body in Christ, but many members. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 12. Join us for our concluding episode on our next podcast with Linda as she shares how God has called her to serve Him. Also, if you'd like to find out more about Linda and the conditions of life in Cambodia during that period of time that she's describing, just go to our website at connectionswithrichandbobby.com and click on Program Insights.
Now, you've been listening to Connections with Rich and Bobby, and we'd love to have you subscribe to our podcast on this platform or any of the others like iTunes, Google Play, or Spotify.
If you've missed one of our podcasts or would like to hear our current one again, or to invite others to listen, just go to our website at connectionswithrichandbobby.com.
If you have a smart speaker, you can listen by simply saying, play the podcast Connections with Rich and Bobby. Then you can connect with us on social media, on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.
This is Connections, connecting with one another, as Romans 1 verse 12 says, that we may be mutually encouraged by each other's faith, both yours and mine. So thank you for listening, and remember, tell others and spread the word, God's word.
And don't forget to join us next time on Connections with Rich and Bobby.